And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Do you guys have a parakeet?
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Two things before you go, Mandy. Before we go, before the end of the show. It's a two-part question. This one comes from Nick in St. Louis. Part one, what do you think of the situation in Syria where they're like shutting down the internet and whatnot? And then part two, are you a squirter?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
And welcome to another in a long stream of whatever this is. Kyle. I'm Mike. To my right, donning the keyboard for the first time, Mr. Mike Napier. Are you planning on really interacting with the people in the chat this time?
Yes, the person in the chat I will interact with.
You will interact with
the one.
We lost Fucko.
Fucko's gone. So I guess. You can still type stuff. Maybe somebody will look at it later and say, oh, wow, look at all the cool stuff that was in the chat during the show.
That's not
I should
going
catch
to happen.
That show live next time.
You would hope.
Also joining us, Paul, and a special guest star.
Still.
Drunkard STL.
Steve
on the
Martin.
So, I thought of a new thing. I thought it would be fun to... at the very last minute, try to book us a guest. And I'm not just going to book us any guest. I went Steve Martin. But I don't think he's going to call. I mean, I didn't hear from his people.
So it's not the Mark Bland?
No. The Mark Bland will not be calling, I do not believe.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like him to. I have a lot of questions for the Mark Bland.
I don't think he likes
Steve
us.
Martin has joined the chat,
hey!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Martin in the chat room.
He showed up.
I mean, Steve Martin. Drunk, do you want to give Steve Martin the phone number in case he wants to call in? Or, I mean, he might just be in the chat. This is a big deal.
I don't like the new format in here.
If you would like to call the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFODix.
Quick. Name three Steve Martin movies. Not including the Three Amigos.
Oh, well, my favorite, Cheaper by the Dozen and Cheaper by the Dozen 2. And the two Pink Panther movies.
Oh, well, you got me.
The Jerk, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
The Man with Two Minds.
What was that one that he tried to fuck Queen Latifah?
Oh.
He did try to fuck Queen Latifah.
He did.
I remember that.
Yeah.
What was the one where his wife and his daughter had the baby at the same time?
Well,
Father of the Bride.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and Father of the Bride too. There's a lot of sequels. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could go all day.
You got that?
See, the funny thing about Steve Martin is,
oh, Eugene Levy tried to fuck Queen Latifah. He's right.
Oh, but anyway, Steve Martin was born. I did some research on Steve Martin today because in case he called, I had interview questions ready for him. The thing about Steve Martin is, the guy was born in like the 40s. He became famous in like the 70s, already gray. So he was like gray by the time he was 30. He's always been gray as he's been famous. And how does that happen?
He doesn't look any different now.
He looks exactly the same. So, I mean, it's like he aged rapidly as a young man and now has stayed exactly the same. So it's like he got all of his growing done and now he's done. I mean, share some of your fondest Steve Martin memories. Since we have the great Steve Martin in our chat room. I mean, this is a big deal.
I don't really have a lot of fond Steve Martin memories.
I mean, other than Three Amigos. As far as comedy goes, Steve Martin is probably on the Mount Rushmore of comedy.
See, I can't agree there. I just don't find Steve Martin that hilarious. His Twitter is god-awful. Have you seen him? Do you follow him on Twitter?
Are you kidding me? I was tweeting to him all day.
I'm sorry, Steve Martin in the chat. But your Twitter is not funny, and you're not funny in correlation.
Have you seen his stand-up? His stand-up is fucking hilarious. I don't know what you're talking about.
And he plays the banjo.
I'm throwing around baseless accusations, just like I normally do. What do you mean, what am I talking about?
And I'm here to shut you down,
sir. He wears like little clawy things on the end of all of his fingers and plays the banjo. That's kind of neat. You ever seen that? They wear little clawy things on all the ends of all their fingers. Why are we talking about Steve Martin? That's not the real Steve Martin.
I think
this
that is
somebody bullshitting us. Somebody's fucking with us in the chat and pretending to be Steve Martin. And if you are the real Steve Martin, you will call us on the telephone.
He said he lost his voice on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
He said he was busy over the weekend. Scroll up in the chat.
I mean, that seems legit.
Right.
Okay.
He was on Saturday Night Live. I watched that.
So I mean, now I'm nervous because I'm fucking.
And he seems pissed now. Do you see that? WTF? Four dots. He's mad because I said he wasn't funny.
I'm nervous because I mean, like, you know, now we're trying to entertain, like, you know, Steve Martin. I mean, what do we do now?
Oh, fuck off.
I mean, I have like a lot of bullshit on this list, and I mean, like, is any of this like stuff that I would like talk to Steve Martin about?
I'd say go for it.
I mean, it sucks. This isn't good stuff.
What you got, Michael?
Well, I mean, Drunk, you sent me the article about the guy who's going to make a penis out of his
arm.
You
know what's funny is I sent you that, but did not read it.
You didn't read it?
So a man wants to turn his arm into a penis?
A guy was born without a dick.
Yeah.
He has, like, his bladder or something outside of his body, and he doesn't have a dick. And they're going to make him a dick out of his arm.
How's it going to get hard?
I don't know.
How is it going to achieve an orgasm?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dick arm is not going to do that.
It's an arm dick, not a dick arm. Basically, it's probably just for pissing. It's probably just like they're building the faucet, you know, and it's not going to get great water pressure, but you're going to be able to plug a hose up to it and water your plants.
I want to take a little turn here because Drunk just pointed out something. So I said it was what now? What did you say it was?
You said it was a arm dick, but it's actually a dick arm.
So this brings me to the age-old question of faucet cocks or cock faucets. So if there's a statue and it's a naked person, it's a naked man, and where the dick is, there's instead a faucet.
This is an age-old question, by the way.
This is an age-old question debated throughout time.
That would be a cock faucet.
That's not a faucet cock?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's a faucet cock.
I don't understand what you're asking.
Are the little dials for it underneath the faucet?
We call
on this
me a
one?
Dope, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is it a cock faucet or a faucet cock?
You're saying, is it a cock that is used as a faucet, or is it a faucet that can be mistaken for a cock?
No, I'm telling you. So it's a statue? And there is a you know, classic faucet coming out of where the cock would be.
On a scale from 1
to 10. Do you call that a...
On a scale from 1 to 10, when you started this, how confident in it were you? I mean, when you were thinking, this is going to be great, or are you like, I hope somebody makes something
the
of
thought
this,
was, I
really I
want
nothing.
Someone to answer the question.
The question would be, if it's a faucet that is shaped like a penis, then it would still be a faucet. So therefore, you would say, I believe you would say faucet second. It'd be a cock faucet.
Not a faucet cock?
Not a faucet cock. That would be
I'm in agreement
a cock.
With Napier.
Yeah, when I would hear the word cock faucet, I would think it's a faucet that's a cock, that looks like a cock.
Or what would a faucet be like that just rained cocks out of it? Wouldn't that be a cock faucet?
That would be a cock faucet, yes. A thing that shoots cocks out of it, yes.
In the manner of Steve Martin in the chat room seems to think it's a faucet cock as well. I mean, how can we argue with him, really?
Well, he is the man that he is. I mean, so I don't know where
he would know about faucet cocks.
You would think.
I think.
See, he probably wasn't carded for. I was carded for rated R movies, you know, recently. And I'm a 30-year-old man, so I would imagine he probably stopped getting carded for rated R movies like a really long time ago because he went prematurely gray.
It's an excellent thought.
Do you
Michael.
Think that affects his man bush?
Why would
it? Oh, you mean do you think his bush... Does your bush go gray before you do?
I don't know.
Or later than you do? Or is it kind
you,
of the same thing?
Are you worried
thing?
About it?
I don't know. I'm kind of... Yeah, kind of.
Or have you seen it. Signs?
Well, I mean, I see that a lot of fellas, their beard starts to go gray before they really do.
Yeah.
Like my dad, for instance. My dad's mustache is kind of going gray. His hair really isn't.
Well, he might be, you know, using some kind of product on his hair.
So, I mean, is it a grooming thing? Like, the more you trim, the faster it starts turning gray?
Well, I've had some gray hairs.
Or is
here
that just
there.
A coincidence?
I pull mine out so that nobody sees them.
I get them in my eyebrows. Get gray hairs in my eyebrows.
Do you pull them out?
I do. When I get a gray one? Yeah. Because it usually goes
bitches.
All it goes all crazy. Like my gray eyebrow hairs are like way longer and way more noticeable than the rest of them.
Yeah, I've noticed that too for my beard hairs. They like go
I look like
they
an
go crazy.
Angry wizard.
You're saying like that's a bitch move.
Why is it a bitch move?
Pulling out your gray hair so no one can see it.
No, they could still see it if it existed.
Are you saying that
Steve would be ashamed.
I don't think Steve has a goddamn choice. Steve doesn't have a goddamn choice. You can't pull out all of them. This isn't a fucking Zerg rush, damn it. I just want to take care of my goddamn chin hair. God damn it.
Speaking of the Zerg rush, I spent all day yesterday watching the Major League Gaming StarCraft II Grand Finals. It was pretty impressive.
Let me guess how many teams were American?
None.
Exactly. And guess how many teams were Korean?
All of them.
Exactly.
Who's fucking shaking? What the hell?
That's me.
That's Paul. He's always shaking.
What are you
shaking?
Doing?
I always shake.
Stop it.
That's not new.
You're irritating me.
It's like
there's a fucking.
He was
like
closer.
Shaking.
He does that every week,
and
he's closer to you when he does
like
it.
I don't like it.
It sounds fine.
Yeah.
Hoggle has confirmed.
Whatever you're doing, no, I'm not talking about how it sounds. I mean, we're long past the point of giving a shit how this sounds. I'm just talking about my own comfort level. I feel like the house is shaking. You're freaking me out.
It's an earthquake, dude.
Holy shit! The infamous. Dan Fernicast is in the
You said
chat.
Fernicast. You're
Fernicast.
His last name is
Fernicast.
I think Fernicase.
Whatever.
Fernicus.
You say Fernicast because that's the name of his show.
Well, he's Dan on the Fernicast.
Where did Steve Martin go?
Steve
he
Martin.
He's bailed.
He was ashamed
left.
Of the
Hoggle's here
pulling
now.
Gray hair. Because
we were pulling our gray hairs and he's like, fuck that. I don't pull my gray hair. But you know what? Eyebrows are still black. Steve Martin still, so like my eyebrows are going before my hair. What's going on?
Who's to say he don't dye his eyebrows?
I don't know. But why would you dye your eyebrows and not your hair?
Things have gone horribly, horribly wrong at this point.
You mean with Steve Martin or with...
I think the train is off its track.
You want to just start over?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, you ready? Napier, you start things off. I'm bad luck.
Nobody understands what it's like to catch my ire until you fucking do, you goddamn little faggots.
Welcome.
Now, you were talking about... You're talking about gasoline prices lately and how they've not been happy?
I don't think I said a word about gas. I don't think we've said anything about gasoline prices.
Yeah, it's
a
rhetorical thing. It's like what stand-up comedians
say. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Do it again. I'm sorry.
Michael.
So, Mike, what do you think of the new gasoline prices?
No, that's not how you said it before.
Have you heard about these gas prices?
Yeah.
They're crazy, these gas prices. Have you heard about them?
Have you seen that? The gas prices?
Exactly. Wow. I don't know. I just had to fill up.
Were you going to say something? Or?
No, I wasn't going to say anything at all. I was waiting for you to go.
You just bring up gas prices and then hope I run with it?
Yeah.
What am I, fucking Batman?
But it involves you, and I thought you would have enjoyed it.
How does it involve me? Because I buy gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like paying for gas.
It doesn't involve Mike unless Mike brings it
up. I would prefer to pay less for gas than I am currently paying.
Well, how much are you paying?
Too much.
Well, what's too much?
The gas is too damn high.
Well, when was the last time you bought gas?
Today.
Yeah, how much was it?
Too much. I don't know. I don't really look at it.
Why don't you look at it?
It was like almost $60. It's usually somewhere between $50 and $60.
Man, that's bullshit. Next topic.
$3.59. That's what I paid today.
Is that really?
Yes.
Gas is too high.
Yeah, I thought we were shotgunning it.
Are you going to blame Obama for this?
I don't think Obama has anything to do with the gas prices.
I think it's the ARAVs.
Holy,
you blame Obama
shit.
For a lot of shit.
What is going wrong here, guys?
Yeah, but that's the joke.
What is happening to us?
Well,
have you seen this video?
Get it together, Paul.
Well, we're not talking about whether or not your magazine can fit 16 rounds or not, so maybe.
Yeah, we got all excited about Steve Martin, and we totally shit the bed. I mean, we just fuck. This is the worst half hour of podcast we've ever done.
This is radio gold.
No, I'm with Drunkard here. I'm with at Drunkard STL on the Twitter.
Terrible.
Gold.
Oh, my God.
You get no better than this.
Is it too early to take a break? What? I think we need to go lay down for a couple of minutes. Oh my God.
The Joe Rogan Experience wishes they could have 30 minutes of radio like this.
No shit, dude.
God.
Have you seen this video of goats that sound like people?
Yes, it's awesome.
Are you talking about they insert it into songs? Like the.
I think it's
the Taylor Swift song. They,
yeah.
Ah! Yeah, I did see that. It was funny. Is that. You're just asking me if I saw the video, and now we're going to talk about something else? Is that...
So, did you hear about that person that raped the little high school kid in Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
Football player?
Steubenville.
Yeah, I did. Did you also hear about that?
Yes, I heard about it.
We need to take a break, like, right now. We do. It's a little early, but holy fuck. You guys are... Oh, my God.
Oh, it
you knew what this fun. Was. You
oh, g- my God.
You boarded this
we'll,
train.
We'll be back.
And you signed the goddamn waiver.
Oh, my God. What the
I'm
fuck
I'm
going to
eat food on air right
wrong?
Now.
Wrong?
I turned my mic off. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
When it began in 2011, a tiny podcast set out to bring you, the listener, the finest underground and indie rock radio ever, and maybe some vile humor and hip-hop. That program was only available on one website. Now it's on two. The dynasty grows. RadioFooBar.com, welcome to the greatest hour of your entire life. This is the greatest hour of music I've never heard of show in the entire world. RadioFooBar.com. Welcome to Notes from the Underground.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's already been sung. And I guess right now, here's another one. So your melody will play on and on with the best of them. You are beautiful like a dream. Come alive, incredible. A sinful miracle lyrical. What the fuck? You saved my life again. And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a long song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep hitting. I love you like a love song, baby. I like love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep hitting. Constantly, boy, you play through my mind like a symphony. There's no way to describe what you do to me. You just do to me what you do. And it feels like I've been rescued. I've been set free. I'm hypnotized by your destiny. You are magical, lyrical, beautiful. And you are, and I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep hitting. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep hitting. No one compares. You stand alone to every record I own. Music to my heart. That's what you are. A song that goes on and on. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And I keep hitting. Love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
And welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430, or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
We regrouped a little bit. I do have stuff. I do. I wanted to talk about, did you hear about this? He won an MTV Music Award for his work directing the Fugees Killing Me Softly video. And now he's in hot water because apparently he has raped 5 of his 6 daughters to create a pure blood race for when the end of the world happens. He wants all of his children to be fathered by him and his children.
I heard about that.
You did? So he has 9 kids with his ex-wife. And he has 3 kids with 2 other women. So that's a total of 12 kids that are with other women. And then he had 6 kids from the 12 kids with his daughters for a grand total of 18 children. Now, when I read this story and I saw that, you know, there was 12 daughters to choose from and six of them he fathered children with, wouldn't you feel kind of bad if you were among the... I mean, being raped by your father, I would imagine, is terrible. But wouldn't you kind of get up in your head a little bit and be like, man, you know, how come I was in the 50 percentile that didn't get picked? What am I not as good as my other sisters?
Not as attractive.
I mean, you know, siblings, they tend to, you know, compete with one another. And you know, they probably take that whole, you know, daddy's favorite thing quite seriously. And although it would be awful to be raped by your father, to a certain extent, you kind of got to be a little bit, you know, bummed out about the whole, you know, why wasn't I picked?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if your dad raped Nick and not you, wouldn't you kind of start to wonder, am I not as pretty as Nick?
I'd be very jealous. Is that what you got? Is that it?
Why are you looking
at
me?
Are you guys fucking kidding me? Is this a joke? Are you guys like... is this like collusion? Is this just like...
No, I really didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything on that. I mean, it would be very...
I mean, did you guys like call each other before this and plan this? Or did you all just... Is it some kind of like Haley's Comic of Suck? I mean, what happened?
I didn't do anything.
You
I've just been
giggling
here.
Fucking faggots.
No, I would be very jealous.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
Don't. Yeah, no shit.
Hey, Paul's your mic man, damn it.
Okay, next story.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, Jesus I'm in Christ. A. I'm in
dare
a...
I? Dare I do ask Dr. Napier? Dare I do ask Dr. Napier?
I would love to hear.
Okay, let's do.
I'd like to sing the song. If not,
yes. I mean, could I trouble you guys to do the Ask Dr. Napier song? Or I mean,
sure. And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Two questions this week for Dr. Napier.
Yes.
I mean, if it's not too much trouble, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Can you handle this? All right. Question one. My office reeks of Old Spice and stale farts due to all the old men I work with. What can I do about this? That comes from Matt Leroy.
That doesn't really sound like a doctor question. Can you repeat that? I didn't quite get it.
His office smells of old men and old man farts.
What's that have to do with... Never mind. Go ahead and answer.
I would suggest bringing in a lot of lasagna and lace it with things that would smell good when passed by air, such as...
jasmine leaves.
Yeah, you can use jasmine and...
Lavender.
Nah, you probably don't want to use that. But, you know, mint.
But don't you worry that then you'll be the guy who's bringing in all kinds of fruity stuff to spruce up the office? I mean, especially if it's a bunch of old dudes, won't they be like, oh, Susie bringing in the lavender?
Well, what does he care? They're all old men. Fuck them. They're going to die soon. What does he care? He just doesn't want to smell their farts.
I would start suggesting more team activities in the group where, you know, you go on, like, fun runs and you know, like that Susan J. Komen race for the cure and stuff, and get their heart rates up so that as they start dying, you can start maybe hiring some young bucks who wear some Axe body spray.
Or he could just bring in some plants. If you bring in plants, that'll take care of it.
Like cactus?
No, like, you know, like the, you know, flowering plants. Just bring those in. And it should work.
What's a new Febreze trash can thing? Lady friend in the chat room is talking about new Febreze trash can things.
You hook these little things on your trash can, and it makes your trash can not smell like dead.
Why don't you take out your fucking trash?
Well, sometimes you can't get to it for a little bit. So you got to put a little Febreze clippy thing on there.
On the inside of the trash? Where do you put it?
You get a little clip, and it puts it in there, and you, whenever it's time to take the trash out, you take the clip off, and you know, you got nice smelling trash. I didn't invent the product, I'm just describing it.
So is that the advice you have for Matt Leroy Leroy?
Yes, either Leroy? Bring in some better things for them to fart, or get some plants. And everybody loves plants.
Better things for them to fart. So you're saying more better smelling farts?
Yeah, tell them to stop eating asparagus and whatnot.
You know, not old man food. Bring in some, like, Mexican food. It'll differentiate the smells. It'll smell like new dude fart, not like old man fart.
New dude farts?
Yeah, like, yeah, new dude to farts.
So you smell a fart and you can kind of gauge the age of the person?
Yeah, I'd say you can, just by what they eat.
That's about a 30-year-old man, I'd say.
Well, I'm sure you can't judge it, you know, within the decade. But, you know, I'm sure, like, a 60-year-old man's fart doesn't smell like my farts.
Sometimes you'll be surprised by the farts. Like, because you'll see, like, you know, a little girl and she'll just have, like, a death coming out of her, you know?
Yeah, well, that's women farts. Those are different than man farts. Lady farts are just, that's a different subject. I can't speak on women and their farts.
Why not?
I tend not to hang out with women that fart.
Question number two.
This question comes from our good friend Dan Fernicase. How do I book big name celebrities on our little podcast so I can sell out and coast the rest of my life?
Start some bullshit with somebody who's easily offended.
Like the Mark Bland.
No, he's not easily offended. He just doesn't like us.
No, he does, actually.
No, he likes us.
He just doesn't like Paul.
Oh.
No, I'm the nice one. I've invited him on the show.
Well, maybe he doesn't think you're sincere.
We're not.
You just tweeted them, right? That's how we got Steve Martin on the show.
Yeah, I would say we booked Steve Martin. So I mean, like, you really should be asking me this question because I mean I booked a whopper in the chat room. We had Steve Martin.
That's true. We did.
And we also had we had his sister on. So I guess that doesn't help.
Steve Martin's sister?
No, Dan's sister. That's the extent of our... Oh, Mr. Producer was on once.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and the guy from the side project, he called in to defend himself when Paul was not so nice to him. I would say that the important thing to do to land these celebrity guests is to trick them into thinking that more people listen to you than they do. And once you trick one person, then you can tell other people, oh, well, this person came on, and they'll say, oh, well, fuck that. If he's doing it, then I got to do it better. See, because they're very competitive.
Oh, they got to be. They're celebrities.
Right.
So you can either kiss their ass, or you can offend them so much that they call in to defend themselves.
The Red Show, which is a show that I listen to from time to time. They got a lot of exposure recently just by talking shit at Ralphie May. Because apparently, if you talk shit to Ralphie May, he responds. And then lots of people respond to either defend Ralphie May or say, yeah, you're right, he is fat. So, and then, you know, a lot of people pay attention to you because you're the one talking to Ralphie May. So... The best way to get people to pay attention to you is to be really mean to them. Because if you're nice to them, then, you know, lots of people are nice to them.
And I just want to point out that you have to start low on the celebrity ladder. Like Ralphie May, he's not that big of a celebrity, so he might take what you're saying to heart, where other people who are more seasoned won't. Start with MC Chris. I heard he's...
Who the fuck is MC Chris?
Exactly. You don't know who he is, but that dude has a short temper.
Didn't we try this with Lisa Lampanelli?
Oh, Lisa Lampanelli couldn't give a fuck.
Well, see, the problem is, and I'm gonna, we've done the whole bit where, like, ha, let's make fun of celebrities, and then they'll have to defend themselves. Like I did it with who was the shitty 80s singer that Richard Marx.
Yeah, he's terrible.
And, like, way back in the day, we did it with Kevin Bacon, and I mean, we've done this bit, but, like, the problem is I'm actually afraid that, like, will piss somebody off. I'm too big of a pussy. So I need to recuse myself and unleash the pall.
Well, you know, I heard that Ralphie May was actually a pedophile.
Didn't we play that one?
I saw this on Twitter.
Yeah, but we've done that before. We got to do something different.
Well, that seemed to get good responses. That was like immediate feedback.
Yeah, so the guy was, you were talking to him.
So, and the thing is the red guys, they have one bulldog who goes in and attacks everybody. And then the hosts are all like, oh no, you know, that guy, he's crazy. We don't know what to, so we need a fucking asshole is what we need. We need somebody to just go in and kick some ass. And that has to be you, Paul.
It can be me. I'll do it.
I mean, like, I'll even, like, feed you jokes behind the scenes. I mean, I'll sit, but I can't be the guy. I have to be the nice guy.
So let me ask you this. Are you going to mention Ralphie May in the little show description today? Maybe.
I think one of the things, Ralphie May is a pedophile, would be one of, like, the hashtags when you promote the show.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Question mark. Put a question mark at the end. Ralphie May a pedophile? Question mark?
That'll really get somebody's attention.
You think?
Yeah.
See, I
we'll be known nationwide after
I don't want to bother people. Like, I
think what you're doing is exactly bothering people.
No. I'm bad at promoting our show. I'm bad at getting guests. I'm bad at all that because I don't want to be a bother to people. So, I mean, like, even when I'm tweeting out to people who chose to follow the show on Twitter and stuff, I'm like, God, did I tweet this link too much? Am I annoying people? And so, I mean, like, I follow plenty of podcasts on Twitter that tweet the link, like, every fucking half hour. And they're really goddamn annoying. And so I'm like, I don't want to be that guy, but I think that's what you got to do. You got to have that killer instinct, and I just don't think I have it. I don't think you're going to get any farther than you are now as long as I'm the one doing shit.
Can I stop you right quick?
Okay.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
Napier didn't answer that question at all. No. Go back into it. Napier.
I did answer the question.
What is the song that you're doing? Is that like, it's electric, boogie, woogie, woogie. What is it that you're doing? Because I recognize the tune, but I don't know what it is.
We're just doing doot-de-doos.
That's a real melody.
It is?
Yeah, doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. It's like shuffle or something.
It's the hustle.
It's the hustle. Fuck yeah, Dan. That's it. Okay. It's the hustle. Yeah. So you doot-doot-doot-doot. It's the hustle. Yeah.
Do the hustle.
Now I gotta find it.
The hustle's great. I listened to the hustle less than a year ago.
Why?
Because it's an awesome, amazing song.
I disagree. But either way, I answered that.
By the way, you're gonna have to skip to like a minute in because the intro is rather long, and it just starts out. The hustle. Do the hustle. And it's like, do the hustle.
Boogie woogie.
Next song.
Ask Dr. Napier, did you do the outro and stuff?
Yeah, I interrupted you to do the outro, as a matter of fact.
A manager at a Walmart was shot. He didn't die, but he was shot by a man who lost both of his legs. It was on like one of those electric scooters.
It's electric. Boogie woogie.
Boogie woogie. Woogie. Yeah, he's on one of those electric scooters. He had no legs. He was shuffling along, and he had a service dog. But it wasn't on a leash. So this manager comes up to him and he's like, hey, man, can you put your fucking dog on a leash? Because it's just kind of roaming around Walmart. And, you know, I know, you know, you got no legs and shit, but maybe, you know, leash your service dog. So homeboy pulled out a gun and shot the guy for asking. I mean, poor fucking guy is working at Walmart, probably making $8 an hour. But the question I have really is, why does a man with no legs on a electric cart thing need a service animal?
So he can retrieve items.
Like the dog walks up to a shelf and like grabs Frosted Flakes and brings it over to him?
Yep.
I mean, there was pictures of the guy, and I mean he was getting around okay on his little weird like
hover around scooter.
No, his fake like Lieutenant Dan Legs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He had little shuffle legs.
Yeah, he was out hunting and stuff. You know, there's a picture of him in camouflage, like hunting big bucks and stuff. He was getting around okay. So what does he need a dog in a Walmart for?
He just wanted the dog.
Don't blind people need dogs and that's about it?
No, some people who can't really.
Or is it like a therapeutic dog, like it makes him feel better about he don't have no legs?
Well, I think that's a therapeutic dog, not a service dog.
He's not riding the dog.
Could he?
It'd have to be a rather large dog.
Yeah. If he ain't got no legs, I mean, obviously, like, most of his weight's gone. Maybe that was his horse.
Maybe.
Holy shit, you guys. He has no legs. He has a dog.
He's got magic legs.
Obviously, he's really pissed off about it and has a chip on his shoulder.
I know, he's real fucking sensitive about it.
And do you know which state in the union that this happened?
What?
Probably Florida.
Do you know which state this happened in?
Fuck no. I write down one sentence and then hope that we can riff about it for a couple of minutes.
Well, I hope it wasn't
here. I mean, I hope that, like, I'm not in a ship without paddles.
Yeah.
I hope there's a chance that I can throw something out there and we can get a good couple minutes about
it. Does this ship have paddles today?
This ship has no paddles.
Usually we're like...
This ship has no sail. This ship has no motor.
Usually,
this
like...
This ship is fucking terrible.
Vikings roaming across the sea, 30 at a time.
We're on a failboat in an ocean full of shit and piss.
We all have oars and we're all turning them in different directions. We're just going around in a shit circle.
Yeah.
We're just treading water for another 10 minutes, buddy.
Yeah. So you're editing it nine on the bone today. Yeah. Huh?
If we make it 10 minutes, I'll be amazed.
Okay, I got a request for our fans out there. I'm about to be in a video game tournament and
you're probably going to lose.
Oh, probably
just,
yeah.
Don't even ask.
My little trick is what I'm going to do is instead of like practicing and getting good, I'm going to talk shit. And what I need the fans of the show to do is my goal is to spout elf quotes to my opponent so that they get off their game and they either start laughing or they try to punch me. And at that point, when they try to punch me, I'm going to go, oh, somebody's a South Pole elf.
What do you mean by elf quotes? You said you wanted fans of the show to do this.
Yeah, I want
them. Can't you just talk to your girlfriend about this later?
No, she doesn't. I need Will Ferrell quotes, not just elf quotes. I need many Will Ferrell quotes. And I need.
Oh, you don't mean like World of Warcraft elf. You mean like elf.
I was thinking Lord of the Rings. Right. That's what I was thinking, Legolas quotes.
No, not Legolas. Elf the movie with Will Ferrell. I need Will Ferrell quotes. And
How is that appropriate?
How is that not appropriate?
Well, it's like March.
So? That's the fun of it. You say elf quotes, and then they get pissed off, and then they lose their game, and I make headshots.
I mean, I see I get the, you're going to do elf quotes, and then I also get the, they'll be pissed off and lose the game.
Yeah.
I don't see, like, the middle part.
The middle part is that it's funny, and I'm going to do it. It's going to make me laugh.
What?
Like,
what?
Why do elf quotes make someone angry?
I've done this
in Xbox Live and it pisses people off to no end. You just go, hey dude, hope you find your dad, or you know, something along the lines of, oh, he's a South Pole elf, and then just get everybody screaming and yelling.
You know, the last story that I had, I kind of wanted to tell the story and then I kind of wanted to make fun of the guy, but I'm starting to kind of get what he was thinking. A fellow went into a Dick's Sporting Goods the other day and asked to see a shotgun and ammo. And when the guy gave him the shotgun and the ammo, he pulled out a handgun and demanded that the guy remove the lock on the gun. And then he loaded the gun, locked himself in the bathroom, and shot himself.
Wait, what? Didn't he?
And I was going to say that's really kind of stupid to go to a Dick's Sporting Goods and shoot yourself in the face, but he probably just did a podcast that didn't go so good.
And things weren't making no sense.
Why did he go through all the trouble to procure a shotgun?
If he already had a gun?
Yeah.
I don't know. And why would he go mess up Dick's Sporting Goods?
I mean, I could see that. Like, you don't want to have your family have to, like, clean up the mess you left behind. So you go to a public place, so the government has to clean it up. Or at least Dick, so that Dick's has to clean it
up. Do they send in a crew, or does, like, an hourly employee of Dick's have to clean all
that? No, they got services.
They got services, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I've had people shit on the floor and stuff, and, like, you know, they've said, okay, we'll clean up the shit.
Yeah, but that wasn't a person's brains.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the CSIs and whatnot.
They have contracting companies that'll come in and do that. Yeah. The police don't clean up. They get a contracting company. They come out there, and then they clean it up. They also clean up big blood splatters from the highway when a bunch of people die on it, fires where people die in it. Pretty much where anybody dies in, there'll be a company that'll come in and clean it up.
I must say, Mike, you're pretty attentive today for as bad as you think the show is. Actually, like, paying attention and whatnot.
Did you know that?
I'm trying to find something to do something with.
You know, this is every show. You just don't pay attention.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
This is how we are every week.
If you paid attention every week, this is us, man.
I mean, we have like a show on after us now. We have to kind of keep people going.
Nah.
I mean, we can't just take a dump like this and then just say, all right, no, stay tuned.
I'm still...
Well, if we don't call the next show Pedophiles, I think we'll be doing well.
Well, I mean, the good news is they're not live. It's a podcast, so they'll probably never know what's going on ahead of them.
You don't think they'll listen to their
We'll be long gone by the time they show up, I would imagine.
Well, today.
Oh, yeah. Is it time?
No, it's not time.
I'm just... Oh, God. What are we going to do for 5 more minutes?
Steve Martin is back.
Steve Martin, please call in and save this piece of shit. Please call in so that I can at least say Steve Martin called in.
He said this has more... Is this show sucking than usual? Which means that Steve Martin is a regular listener of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
Oh, God.
Let's have Mandy call in. She'll save the show.
Can she pretend to be Steve
Martin? I
don't
think the show needs saving.
No, the first half hour was radio gold, for sure.
Oh, my God. This is a piece of shit with a piece of shit middle and a piece of shit end. It's a piece of shit sandwich.
You've got like 20 things
where
left on your list.
Bread and meat.
Right.
And other piece of bread and all of the condiments, the lettuce, tomato, all of the fixings are all shit.
How is this our fault when you've only gotten to, like, 2 things?
I've gotten to everything on the list except mentioning that Uniformed Opinions is selling stickers and a chick thinks that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist.
Why does she think they're racist?
Do you think Ralphie May would eat our sandwich?
So, no, why is the peanut butter and jelly racist?
That's a principle. She's in Portland.
It's
and she sent out a memo saying that you can't use peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as examples of anything because some people don't eat sandwiches. They eat, like, you know...
Tortillas
or...
What?
And that was it, man. That was it. And I was thinking that I was going to throw that up and it was just going to carry us home.
I don't think anything can carry this home. That's not a big enough breeze to send this shit ship into harbor.
I'd like to announce my retirement from podcasting effective immediately. Holy shit, guys.
Viva la peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Tell us how you really feel. Just go off right now.
So what do we have next week? We're going to play some What's in Drunk's Mouth.
Fake angry radio guy Mike. Do it. Go ahead.
Do we have to go back to What's in Drunk's Mouth because we have nothing else to do?
Well, we were supposed to have...
people like it.
I'm 5 for 5, goddammit.
We were supposed to have Detective Napier.
Oh, yeah.
That fell through.
Matt Reefer took a dump on us.
I'm sure he had better things to do.
It seems like you're always going off on the boss, man.
Yeah.
Is Matt our boss?
No.
I didn't think he was our boss.
Well, yeah, he owns half the station we're on.
Oh, well then.
We have a boss?
No, we have 2 bosses.
Yeah,
we
have a boss.
You have to write reports.
Well, I'm sure they would appreciate it.
He gives us grades and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do we have a? Are we going to have a progress report? You know, that's what we should do.
A year,
next week.
Year, and a it's quarter
our,
review.
It's a year, our yearly review.
So, if you want to know why we don't have a new Detective Napier, I wrote another Detective Napier. I asked Matt Reefer to do some lines for us. It wasn't very much. I sent him maybe 5 lines to do, but he was busy, so he didn't do them. And then he said he would do them the next week. And then he said, oh, well, maybe I'm not the right guy for this.
And in his defense, the lines probably weren't very good.
Mike has this incredibly angry look on his face right
and
now.
And it looks like he's just about
he's
to just escape
glaring
his cage.
At people.
Yeah. He sees that clock.
So now someone else needs to do the lines.
We should get Steve Martin to do
it. And then whoever I get to do it will know that they're getting secondhand lines because I just said it. I'll be like, hey, second choice, will you please do these lines because Matt Reefer's too busy?
Maybe he just doesn't like the concept. Maybe he didn't, you know, you didn't challenge him as an actor.
I'm done with Matt Reefer.
Why are you doing?
I deleted Matt Reefer's show off my Stitcher list. Because that's the only thing I can think to do.
I don't really know how to use Stitcher. The interface confuses me, and there's not like a little place where you can search for podcasts, like right there. Like you got to go searching for it. I don't like Stitcher.
As soon as I opened Stitcher and it told me I needed to register some shit, I said fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to register.
Well, it wants
you
to
login name.
Yeah, if you want to
make a fucking login name.
Fuck that. I got enough login names. Why do I need to make another fucking login name?
They never ask you for it. You log in once and you're logged in forever. And then you make a list. I make a list of all the podcasts that I have ever really ever listened to ever. And then I just rank them. And then when I want to listen to a podcast, I just start at the top and go for the first one that I haven't listened to.
So it's just
yet.
Like every other podcast player ever, except for you have to register.
And you don't have... It's no, there's all a right little, there on a list. You don't have to download
you have
anything.
No, you
don't have
there's,
to search for anything.
There's
it's all there.
A little, there's a little bitty piece of text easy. At the bottom of it. It says, not now. And it's all the way at the very bottom, and it's really little. But you can, if you don't want to register, you have to hit that. And that's the only way you can search through it. It doesn't let you search through it unless you either make an account... Or find this tiny little piece of text.
Why does everyone want you to make an account these days? It doesn't. Because I hate making accounts for every fucking website.
Because they want to track you for advertising purposes. That's why they want to do it. So that the podcasts that get money, like they know how much money they should be giving them.
Michael, let me ask you this. Is this episode today going to hurt or help our Dorktown radio?
You know what? I'm at like 50% on whether or not I'm even going to post this bullshit. I mean, like, I might just say, oh, there was a glitch. Audacity fucked up on us. I don't want anyone to know this existed.
Well, we already got like 6 people that know it existed.
Oh, my God.
And you'll upset our best fan if you don't put it out.
Exactly. Actually, Mandy and Dan in the chat room... pointed out that the Furnacast is my favorite podcast. And that was not true up until about 55 minutes ago. they were my second favorite podcast, second only to us. But I have no faith in... I want to join the Furnacast. I
won't that kind
I,
of like
I
break
want
their
parents to adopt me, and I want to be Mike Furnacast. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't think
you guys
look like them. I think it would be
after
weird.
87 episodes. I think we're done.
Do we offend you, Michael?
We win. Beer's on me tonight, yes.
We win.
Has that been what it is? You've been working it up to try to talk me out of doing this?
We're just trying to take you down. So, you know, Mike's getting a little high and mighty about this whole podcast thing.
Exactly.
Let's destroy it.
Let's punch the face of God one last time.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I guess we can stop planning for the 100th episode.
Oh, yeah. There's no way where I'm doing another 13 of these. Are you shitting me?
Man, that was definitely going to be radio gold.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a producer role. I'm going to be the producer of the show, and you guys can do the show.
Okay.
It'll be fun. But wait, you don't like being a producer.
You're right.
You don't even like talking to people. Don't producers have to, you know, go out and get fans and...
He could do, like, sweet drops for sweet stuff we say and whatnot.
Yeah, but doesn't he have to, like, interact with people?
Just us.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I didn't know you were doing that. You didn't give me any kind of indication that that was happening.
What was happening?
I could have got the stuff ready. I didn't get it ready. I didn't know we were done. You just kind of you sprung it on me.
It's time.
You sprung it on me. It just all of a sudden, see you in hell, faggots, and like I'm not prepared. I mean, like I usually have my finger right on the button, ready to go.
That's what you were doing.
I'm usually like right
you were
on.
Fiddling with it.
I wasn't fiddling with anything until I heard you say it, and then I had to like rush and do the thing.
But you were touching it. I saw you touch it.
I didn't touch anything.
It hit 9 o'clock and you were fiddling with it. Then me and Drunk were talking.
If you're listening in the St. Louis area, please inquire about joining a podcast. There is a show that needs your help. We need you desperately.
3 spots available.
Maybe 4. Honestly, maybe 4. I have 4 free microphones. Oh my God.
You were fiddling with it.
I wasn't fiddling with anything.
You were fiddling with it. I saw you fiddle.
Oh, just all of a sudden the show's over. You're the only one that can end the show, but you could at least give me a fucking heads up.
But you wanted to go at 9 and it hit 9:03.
What do you want me to do? Like give you a check mark or something? Just.
Hey. I mean, usually I point at him. I'm like, hey man, it's time to go.
Well, you're the one being all upset today, so here's
you do seem. Is there something bothering you, Mike?
Here's trying to do you a
Let's
salad.
Let's talk it out, and we can have a hug session later. Yeah. What's going on, man? You seem a little stressed out.
Are you kidding me? Did you listen to what we just did?
I laughed my balls off the entire time.
I was like a cackling schoolgirl in the corner just the whole time.
Oh my God. Did you hear that? Well, I mean, like, we're going to release that to people.
We didn't even bring up rape
and expect them
once.
To listen to it. I mean,
that
like,
was the cleanest actually, show we've ever done.
I don't know.
We're actually going to like put our. I mean, like, are you? Do you want to like put your name on that? Like, do you want to tell people?
Hell yeah!
Yes, I was here and I helped make this.
We barely did any dick and fart jokes that episode.
No, remember I told you keep my name off this show. I sent them my name nowhere near this show.
I got off work and like I came home and I set up the microphones and like I arranged all the stuff so that we could take Skype calls and stuff. I did all of that for this, for what we just did.
I thought it was
good.
Fun.
I see. I guess that's the thing. It's like every week. It seems very similar.
No, I mean, like, in our defense, you got on the Steve Martin
track.
Like, my time was wasted. Your time was wasted. And now we're going to create a audio file and send it to people.
It's like a black hole of the internet.
And say, hey, guys, we're here to entertain you. Look, we made this. For you.
My time was the opposite.
And then they're going to listen to it. And they're going to say, wow.
I hope they say wow.
Shit.
That was amazing.
Can we rename our show Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks and Shattered
Napier,
Dreams?
What was the worst episode we ever did?
It was probably one of the earlier ones when all the, you know,
if you're
mics.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Why?
Because this was the worst episode we ever did.
In our defense, you got off on the Steve Martin train well before we did.
What are you talking about?
You conducted you conducted this railroad right into the pit.
You think it's Steve Martin? Steve Martin's what ruined it?
I blame Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, goddamn you.
See, you think we hung on the Steve Martin stuff too long?
Yeah, we got stuck on Steve Martin, then we had nowhere else to go, but Steve Martin kept chatting into the chat room, and because it's moving and we all have attention deficit disorder like little fucking 12-year-olds, we had to watch him and comment on everything that he said.
Because we were on the fake thing that it was really Steve Martin, even though it wasn't. And everybody knows it wasn't, and it wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't. It was
and
horrible.
I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Were you going to go after the gray hair thing?
I've been holding the poop for quite a while.
Why do you ask the people in the chat to rate our show once?
Okay, so guys, seriously, do you know who it was Do you know who Steve Martin is?
I think Steve is my brother.
Yeah, that's Paul's brother, I think.
So Nick is banned from the show.
See, Steve Martin gave it a fucking 10.
Nick is
tan.
Banned
fucking
from the,
10.
Banned from the show forever.
Oh, man.
Because the Steve Martin thing just fell like a lead balloon.
But in our defense, you got on that train, and you led us onto that train. You were our conductor. Damn it, Mike, we trusted you. We trusted you to be the man that we knew that you could be. And you didn't. You led us into this pit where we got raped by demons. My pee hole got set on fire by Beelzebub's knife.
We wanted you to be George Washington and you were George Custer, goddamn it.
Dad just said, you know what this show needed? It needed a mercy killing.
That's what this fucking show needed.
All right, Napier. I will now allow you to end the show.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.popbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.